Bonjour and welcome to today's episode of The Good Life France, the Petite podcast, a bite-sized episode in which we explore a single topic. I'm your host, Janine Marsh. I'm a British writer living in France and I travel year-round exploring French destinations, history, culture, art and gastronomy. And I love to share my discoveries with you alongside my podcast partner, Olivier Geoffroy.
Bonjour, bonjour. Indeed, typically our podcasts tend to be more extensive in duration, however, in response to your numerous requests for additional content, we've opted to introduce this series of shorter episodes alongside our regular ones. So let's jump right in and explore a new petite podcast topic. Janine, can you please introduce the topic of today's petite episode?
Today, we're going to explore the traditions of May Day in France, the 1st of May, and specifically the tradition of giving flowers to friends and loved ones, which is unique to France.
It's a tale of history, drama and romance, so let's go.
The Good Life France Petite Podcast. Everything you want to know about France and more in a bite-sized episode with Janine March and Olivier Geoffroy.
Okay, the 1st of May is a pretty big deal in France. It's a public holiday for a start. In fact, we have four public holidays in France in May. Labor Day, the 1st of May. 1er mai, as we say in French. Victory in Europe Day, the 8th of May. Then we have Ascension Day and Whit Sunday, which fall on different days each year. Not bad, huh? But occasionally they occur on weekends, and in such cases, we lose them, unfortunately. But overall, it's not bad. We can't complain. Well, we do complain, of course. We are French, after all, but it's okay.
I can't believe you said we can't complain. Come on, it's France. You can complain.
Yes.
It's the law in France to complain. But now, it's, you know, four bank holidays, four public holidays in 1 month. It's not bad at all. And France is actually pretty generous with its national holidays. There are 14 national holidays a year.
And May the 1st was long a pagan festival which celebrated the changing of the dark season to the light season. And in France, we celebrate two major things. First, it's the Fête du Travail, or Labor Day, and a celebration of workers' rights.
And we actually have the United States to thank for this event in France. In fact, it was on May the 1st, 1884, that American workers' unions got together and demanded the introduction of an eight-hour working day. In the US, May the 1st was the first day of the accounting year for companies generally. So in 1886, there were wide-scale demonstrations in support of wage demand in the US, and again on May the 1st.
The media wasn't like it is now, of course, but even so, in France, people heard about the Americans standing up for a better working life. And in 1889, the government decided to make May Day a day of demonstrations. On May 1st, 1890, the first Labor Day was celebrated, and people marched for pretty much the same reasons as the Americans.
In 1919, May Day officially became a day off for the French, and in 1948, it became a paid holiday.
And today it's a tradition there for demonstrations and protests, especially in Paris, still true to its origins.
This is true. But for me, May Day has quite a different thing to celebrate. It's also a day for flowers, and specifically Lily of the Valley flowers.
Yes, indeed. May 1st is the Fête du Muguet, Festival of the Lily of the Valley. Each May 1st in France, we offer a spring of these perfume nodding bells to those we love, our family and friends.
This tradition goes back much further than Labor Day. How much further, you ask? Well, we can trace it back to the Middle Ages and to a king who was known for one of the bloodiest religious massacres in France's history, Charles IX, who lived from 1550 to 1574. He was the king who ordered the St. Bartholomew Day massacre, in which thousands of Protestants were murdered.
But it wasn't always so horrible. Let's go back to when Charles was a little prince, just 9 years old and much, much nicer. It was 1560, and in the French countryside, it was customary to give a sprig or branch of some kind of flower on the first day of May. It was meant to chase away the curse of winter and to represent a wish for a fortunate and happy new season.
That year, the young boy visited Drôme in Provence, and when he was presented with a sprig of Lily of the Valley, a symbol of spring, renewal, good luck in the days of the Celts, he felt that it would bring him good luck. He just loved this. He was delighted by it. And the fragrant flowers that hung like little white bells, he loved it. Over the moon.
And the next year, on May the 1st, when he was 10 years old, and about to be consecrated as Charles IX, King of France, he decided to give a sprig of the same flower to all the ladies of the court. Clever man. And so the lovely practice of handing out Lily of the Valley flowers on May the 1st to Crute.
Okay, that's a good pun.
Thank you. I try. Do you know what the French word for pun is? It's calembour, a very funny word.
Oh, I love that word. It's got sort of a woody sort of a word. Anyway, poor old Charles, he didn't actually have a long and happy life and lots of luck. He had inherited a kingdom that was devastated by the wars of religion, and the problems continued throughout his reign. He was just 23 years old when he died, and as a gesture of goodwill for the common people who were really suffering after all this civil strife, and they were hungry too. Too much fighting, not enough growing crops, nothing changes, does it?
No, and if you wonder why he thought would cheer people up, here it is. On May the 1st, he ordered his soldiers to hand out sprigs of Lily of the Valley on the streets of Paris as a wish of good luck and happiness to the people from their king. A good idea? Maybe not. He was sure this symbol of goodwill would cheer up his subjects, but the people were hungry and they decided to add the flowers to their soup. Unfortunately, the Lily of the Valley plant is toxic if eaten, and many people died from eating his gift.
That didn't work
not
so
good.
Well. No, I love these little flowers, but I actually never grow them in my garden in case my chickens eat them. I think I've got about 25 chickens now, quite a lot probably. And they're like little feathered Houdinis. I mean, they can escape from anything. They have big pens. I give them plenty of toys to keep them stimulated. The maid, that's me, turns up with food on time. I clean up after them. I generally spoil them. I even play them music sometimes. They love Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga, but, you know, the grass is always greener. And not all of them are naughty, but there is nothing to stop Kim Kardashian and Joan Crawford from climbing over the fence. And they just help themselves to whatever they want. Brad Pitt and George Clooney, the cockerels, call them back. But they just, you know, Kim and Joan, they're off. They just ignore it. And then they help themselves to whatever is in the garden. So I never take chances with Lily of the Valley flowers, sadly.
Any particular reason you named one Kim Kardashian?
She's very bossy.
I was thinking of physical attributes, rather.
No.
No? Okay.
She's just very bossy. And she fights with Joan Crawford a lot because Joan Crawford is also really bossy. But I think Kim is winning, actually.
Okay.
Also, Brad Pitt and George Clooney, I think they like her best.
Nevertheless, the custom became common all over France, especially as a romantic gesture. It became a tradition for men to offer Lily of the Valley bouquet to loved ones and sweethearts as a token of devotion and love. The flowers were also made into buttonhole sprigs for boys to wear to parties in the olden days called Bal du Muguet, where girls dressed in white were allowed to meet potential boyfriends without their parents being present to put a damper on things. At the Bal du Muguet, a sweet Moselle wine was served, and it was said that to be happy all year, one had only to drink the wine known as May drink on May the 1st.
So nice. And did you know that the Lily of the Valley flower was one of the main flowers used in the bouquet carried by Kate Middleton for her wedding to Prince William?
Oh.
Yeah. And it also featured in the bridesmaids' hairbands and in the display in Westminster Abbey that day. So it was at first a romantic custom, but in May 1900, fashion designers in Paris gave Lily of the Valley to all of their female clients and employers. And the practice just spread. And since then, it's become a custom throughout France to give a sprig of Lily of the Valley on May the 1st to those you hold near and dear.
So if you are in France on May the 1st and someone offers you a sprig of Lily of the Valley, don't eat it, please. Enjoy the beauty and fragrance and know that you are loved and hope that it will bring you some good luck.
We hope you enjoyed this Petite podcast. Tune in next week for a longer podcast as we discover more about the culture, history, gastronomy, cheese, cakes, art, famous people, destinations, museums, monuments, and much, much more.
This is the Good Life France podcast. Oh la la! Le podcast The Good Life France.
Thank you so much, everyone. A huge merci beaucoup to everyone for listening to our podcast from all around the world. And an enormous thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. We're so grateful to you for that.
Yes, we are. You've been listening to Janine March and me, Olivier Geoffrey. You can find me at parischanson.fr.
And you can find me and heaps of information about France, where to visit, culture, history, recipes, everything France, at thegoodlifefrance.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast, my weekly newsletter about France, and our totally brilliant, totally free magazine, which you can read at magazine.thegoodlifefrance.com. But for now, it's au revoir from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Speak to you soon.
The Good Life France podcast. Available on all podcast platforms, on thegoodlifefrance.com and on parischanson.fr. The most beautiful French songs of the 40s, 50s and 60s, only on Paris Chanson. Available on your mobile, smart TV, computer and smart speaker 24/7. Visit parischanson.fr to find out more. That's parischanson.fr.